In the nation's northwest corner is Washington, an evergreen playground.
And our resident historian Felix Spinell joins us Friday mornings for All Over the Map, which is a quick look at the stories behind local places and things. And Felix is with us this week talking about the human hands and ears who are helping get local place name pronunciations done right by the NOAA Weather Radio Robo Voice.
Yes, this is breaking news in case you're just joining us. Now, you might remember there was a big storm a few Saturdays ago. I think it was August 17th. It was windy. There was thunder and lightning and a lot of rain. Kind of weird for mid-August, which Ted can verify. Like I always do whenever the weather is unsettled or extreme, I turned on NOAA Weather Radio with my old Radio Shack Model 12-246. I'm going to hand this to Ted. Ted, you didn't see this before the show, right? Can you confirm that as, in fact, a Radio Shack, NOAA Weather Radio?
It is. It is,
okay,
indeed.
Very good. Now, Weather Radio is automated 24-hour-a-day service on a special radio band, right? Now, the NOAA robot voice was giving current conditions, a forecast, and a series of warnings about heavy precipitation and possible flooding. Again, this was 2 weeks ago, not right now. At one point, the robot listed a bunch of local communities down in the south part of Puget Sound, Pierce County, Thurston County, Lewis County. I heard it say all kinds of local place names I can't remember ever hearing in the regular temperature and wind reports, and a few didn't sound right. Now, I flipped on my phone to capture some of the sound. Here's an excerpt. I trimmed it a bit to demonstrate how the robot was saying the names of three particular places.
Nazarene, Tenino, and Elm.
Very fast, right? Could you hear what any of those were?
No,
okay.
I could not.
Tenino. I slowed it down. Here it's slowed down using the FBI technology. So it said Napavine, Tenino, and Elbe.
They're beautiful to this time of year.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I mean, we have lots of listeners there. Now, the same talented robot, this is the same robot that pronounces Puyallup and Squim properly, so I got to wondering how the humans at the Weather Service go about helping the robot learn to do these things correctly. I called the Seattle Forecast Office over at Sandpoint. An actual human answered the phone. I explained my question, and within a minute or two, I was connected to forecaster Johnny Berg. He told me how it all works. He said there's a computer interface for the local weather radio system that helps the robot say place names correctly, and it's all very straightforward.
So basically, I would just go into the system, and I would go into the dictionary, and then I would put an entry and say, okay, here's the word Napavine. You know, I have it, you know, spelled out the way it is, you know, how it appears in the text. And then I would go into another box and then try to phonetically try to pronounce it correctly.
So the robot is smart, but only because Johnny Berg makes it smart. Now, Johnny said it's been about 5 years since he's made any changes or additions to that place name dictionary in the system. It turns out the flood warning I heard on August 17th is pretty rare. Those communities just don't come up often in regular broadcast. Now, I asked Johnny how long it might take for Napavine, Tenino, and Elbe, to be updated in the dictionary.
Well, I have it written down right now, so I think that's what I'll probably try to do today. Now, I know Napavine, and I know Tenino. Now, Elbe, I always wondered if it's Elbe or like Elbe. As you can tell, I'm not from here originally.
So really great of him to fix that. And that there's that wonderful pronunciation guide online that all broadcasters know that Hugh Rundle produced back in the 60s for Washington State University, where you can go and see all the pronunciations for these places.
For sure.
Now, along with pronunciation, the robot also sometimes makes certain emphasis. Now, I've heard this every time they give the forecast, and the robot seems very excited about Tacoma. Listen to this for a second.
The forecast for the central Puget Sound region, including Bremerton, Seattle, Tacoma, Everett, Bellevue, and North Bend.
Do you hear the exclamation point
Tacoma!
There?
Tacoma!
Here, one more time, just to be sure.
Seattle, Tacoma, Everett.
I generally pronounce it that way whenever.
I'm going to
Tacoma!
There's an excitement. The robot really likes Tacoma for some reason. Or maybe Johnny's gone in there and put an exclamation point in. I don't know, but it's nice to know there's actual real human beings with hands and ears at the Weather Service, making sure the robot gets it right.
Here's my question for you. Did you talk to him about making sure the pronunciation of Dumas Road is correct?
I'll have to check. Dumas Road hasn't come up in any forecasts lately or any warnings about anything. As far as I know, it's a beautiful summer morning in Dumas Road today. Not to be confused with Sumas up in Whatcom County.
Sure, for sure.
Probably related phonetically.